Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Gregory Sanchez. We're going to hear about his father, J.D. Sanchez, Joseph Demo Sanchez. Welcome to the Valley Pod, Mr. Sanchez. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, what a great, we're going to hear a great story today about your father. You're going to tell it to us, Mr. Sanchez, J.D. Sanchez. But the reason is because you have a commemoration, unveiling of a memorial to your father coming up in Monta Vista here on Saturday, June 21. We're going to talk about that. Let me ask you first, what has pushed you now, 2025, to honor, recognize all the contributions of your father, former mayor of Monta Vista? We're going to get into his background. But why now? How did you get to this point?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And it's been a long time coming, both in terms of inspiration and understanding and recognition of the achievements that were accomplished 60 years ago. So to put this in context, really, we're talking about 1968 to 1972. And yeah, that goes back 60 years ago.
Well, when you think too of that period, 1968 to 72, that was a remarkable period of time in the country, in Monta Vista, in the San Luis Valley, in Colorado, and your father was really pushing forward as a Hispanic on the Monta Vista City Council, as elected mayor. Tell us his story and his significance to the region, to the community, the district originally known as the Lariat District in Monta Vista. Tell us his background. Tell us his significance.
It's a long story, but I'll cut to the chase and indicate that he was born in 1924, which happens to be the same year that Jimmy Carter was born. And as we all know, Jimmy Carter just passed this last year. So he would have been 100 had he lived. But unfortunately, he passed at a young age of 51. So his accomplishments or over that period, 51 years, of course.
Yeah.
As I say, we're going back some time, some 60 years ago. So your question again was?
Tell us the contributions he made coming up, coming through, being raised in Lariat, being raised in Rio Grande County. He got into politics. Eventually, he was appointed as a counselor to Monta Vista. And then, which you're going to really explain on the 21st when you do the unveiling of how then he brought and pushed for the annexation of the Lariat District into the municipality of Monta Vista, yes?
Yeah, precisely. But let me put this in a bigger context. He was one of a number of very successful politicians at that time too. And I think his uniqueness was to be able to develop trust with the Hispanic community and with the, what do we say, white community, which had dominated Monta Vista politics up until that period. If we look at that, you know, at the historical perspective over time, after 1945, the war, there was great optimism in America. There was a lot of poverty reduction as a result of jobs and job creation. So that was an optimistic period. And that was a period when we know that the former L.B. Johnson administration was pushing to a war on poverty. So there was an optimism. And I think that obviously Monta Vista and he tapped into that optimism, the trust that he gained from both sides. And there were a lot of shoulders that he stood on, because the Lariat community itself had their, even though at that period, they were not part of Mata Vista. They had a governing system, mm-hmm. which was effective. And it was really a merger of the two, which created this. So I think that being a bridge, being able to bring sides together, trust on both sides, because it wasn't only the annexation, the integration of Lariat into Mata Vista and the water and sanitation system and the police services and the garbage collection that were brought about. But the council members and were also involved in other big projects. You may recall the Sky High swimming pool.
Right, right.
That was designed by Joseph Demo Sanchez. And the vocational school, which is now the middle school, I understand. But back then, there was a desire to have youth trained to do mechanical jobs, to do all these electrical, to train them as a vocational school beyond if they had not finished high school or if they had, they would. So these were some of the big projects that he was involved at that time.
You know what? When you talked about him being a bridge in that particular moment, 1960s going into the early 70s, and we know the history of the civil rights movement during that period. And it sounds to me, just hearing you and hearing about your father, that he really, truly was a pioneer when it comes to Hispanics in politics. Because you did not see a lot of Hispanics in politics. And he was among the first, and then he became mayor of Mata Vista, the first Hispanic mayor of Mata Vista. But you did not see that voice as much then as you may see now. And that to me is another significant contribution or significant part of who he is and who he was.
Yeah, well put, well put. As you were saying that, I was thinking that, you know, you early on asked me after so many years, we've taken this effort to erect a monument. The park was named in 1976, a year after his passing, and it was named after him because of his recognition the community had at that time. And in doing research for this five-page paper, it was very difficult to find any contemporaries because of the time. However, Mrs. Isabella Pacheco, who was the wife of Paul Pacheco, who was the president of the Lariat Water District at that time, she helped and explained a lot during and offered provided documentation about you know how things evolved, and that was very helpful.
You know, as someone who grew up in the San Luis Valley, now we publish Alamosa Citizen, I really appreciate that you have taken the time to do the research, to help us understand him and his contributions at that time. I think that's just living now. I think that's really marvelous that we can learn about someone like him. Because if you don't do that, if you don't try to elevate his story as his son, then the rest of us are in the dark and are left out learning about what was a remarkable person in the history of the San Luis Valley.
Yeah, well said. As I mentioned before, maybe I often, when I visit Mata Vista, there are other parks, of course, and I wonder why Fulton Wider was named Fulton Wider Park. There's no marker to indicate. So yes, I think that living in New York, I walk through the city and you see monuments everywhere, and George Washington, you know,
right,
so forth and so on. And it allows the awareness, the effort to sustain awareness of these historical significant events. And there's a plaque that is in bronze which will be attached to the monument, that basically summarizes this in a few short paragraphs.
You know, the other thing is, I was thinking about this and thinking about the history of the valley, thinking about your father. The other thing that I really appreciate about hearing his story and you sharing his story, we often hear about significant figures in Conejos County, Costilla County, Alamosa, from Hispanic contributions. We don't hear a lot about Hispanics and the contributions they made in communities like Monte Vista in Rio Grande County, per se. We hear a lot about Conejos, Costilla County, and the history, significant, rich history there. Same with Alamosa. Not as much when you think about Rio Grande County and you think about the community of Monte Vista, you think about, in those days, the municipal, the Lariat district itself. I think that's really significant. We're talking to Gregory Sanchez. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with a Valley Calendar update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. On Wednesday this week, SLV Apothecary is offering a yucca processing class starting at 5 p.m. This class is $35. Thursday evening is the Alamosa Roundup Mutton Bustin' and Local Barrel Race. It's a fun night for the family where the little ones get to show off what they've got. Friday evening is the Pride Pub Howl at the 1874 Distillery. This family-friendly community sing-along event celebrates the courage, freedom, and community represented by Pride Month. Also on Friday and Saturday is the Alamosa Roundup PRCA Rodeo. The top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport of professional rodeo make their way to Alamosa to compete in 7 major events. Saturday is the opening for the exhibit, Why We Serve, Native Americans and the U.S. Armed Forces. This is at the Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center. And Saturday evening is a Spadefoot Story Slam with a theme, Winning. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Gregory Sanchez. He's sharing the story of his father, Joseph Demo Sanchez, J.D. Sanchez, former mayor of Monte Vista, a groundbreaking politician, going back into the 60s, 68, 72, a very significant part. And there is the J.D. Sanchez Park in Monte Vista. And then coming up on Saturday, June 21st, you are going to unveil a beautiful monument relief of your father. Tell us about that.
Yes, on a number of layers. It's the J.D. Sanchez family. So I'm one of, I have 4 sisters.
Okay. We have to definitely hear about your sisters.
Okay.
I have 5 sisters, so I'm not leaving any sisters out.
There you go. when we approached the city council for approval of this, they were very agreeable. And the mayor pro tem, Victor Singala, who lives in the district now, expressed how often the park is used by many individuals, and that was heartening to hear. And so at that level, there was never a dissent on having such a monument presented. And at that council meeting, which was in October 23, detailed design of the monument was presented. So it gave them a clear understanding of what it was going to look like, what the material was, and all the technical specifications. And I had a close friend in New York who is an architect, and so she did the specifications for us and helped me find the artists. And so that's how it started out. We had a detailed specifications of what we needed to do. We got some prizes from various artists and selected them, and they had a year in which to produce it. The sculpture itself is in marble. It's about 3,300 pounds.
Wow.
And it has symbolism built into it. So it's a man turning a valve. He's on a bended knee, looking straight forward. That's the virtue of fortitude. There's a gavel to the right, and that's justice, of course. And there are unfinished set of wings which represent hope and temperance. Hope in the sense that if your living conditions are not good, you can potentially fly away as long as you don't fly too close to the sun. And tragic consequences follow such. So that's what that represents, that you must have hope and temperance. So this is the symbolism of the sculpture. The pedestal is solid granite, and I had the honor of having our local sculptor, Humberto Mestis, design and create the two brass plaques that one of the brass plaques will be on the back under, and that has a brief explanation of what this is, represents. And the front relief is a actual bust of Jody Sanchez, and indicates the time that he was on city council.
Yes, that is. I mean, I'm looking at a photo and you can't see this, but I would encourage you to, if you can, June 21st, 1 o'clock at unveiling at the J.D. Sanchez Park in Monta Vista, Saturday the 21st. If you don't get to that, you definitely, if you value public art and you value people who have made significant contributions to life in the San Luis Valley, you will want to see what he described as a monument to his father. The marble on top. I can't wait to see that unveiled. That's going to be a beautiful unveiling, a beautiful time. Tell us about your sisters. Tell us who they are and will they be there?
Okay. Yes, of course. I have four sisters, and this whole monument is a contribution from the J.D. Sanchez family, which comprises myself and my four sisters. So unfortunately, our eldest brother passed some years ago, but he would have been on the forefront of this as well.
And what was his name?
Kenneth Sanchez.
I'm sorry, I did not make that connection.
Oh.
Owen Woods. We know Kenny Sanchez, and I did not make the family connection.
Interesting.
And now it's like even greater. Go on, yeah. To your sisters.
Well, as you know, my brother was fairly well known in the Valley, and was also a artist and contractor himself. My four sisters, all raised in Monta Vista. Our eldest, the matriarch, Loretta Waldrop, is based in Brighton. The next is Debbie Lowry. She's based in near Spokane, Washington. The next is Kathy Haskell, and she's based in Topeka, Kansas. And our final youngest sister is Connie Schroeder, and she's based in Oklahoma.
What a family reunion going to have.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. As you know, siblings are loving and can be an interesting time, yeah.
It's going to be a great time. I know I come from a family of 11 children, so I understand large families and bringing them all back together. And to recognize your father, I want to ask you before we go, give us a memory from you of growing up in Monta Vista and a memory of your father.
Well, firstly, I'll just say that my father was a sports enthusiast and encouraged the family. And of course, my eldest brother, was a top-rate football player amongst other sports. And my youngest sister was a top-rate basketball player and among other things. So I recall my father enthusiastically cheering him and us on in our various different games on the sidelines, and he was very vocal and was well known for that. So that's one of the fond memories I have.
Yeah.
May I say before we go that I would like to issue a few special thanks.
Please do.
I would like to thank, firstly, pedestal came from New York, and it was just recently shipped in, and that's 8,000 pounds.
Wow.
So I needed to figure out a way to lift it, and the sculpture itself is three. So the city manager of Monta Vista.
Gigi Dennis, good friend.
Yes, Gigi. She and the mayor, Mr. Dale Becker, facilitated a large crane last week that was able to lift it and put it in place. So I'm really grateful not only for this, but Gigi's been a partner throughout this because there's been, you know, 3 years planning, and she's been very helpful in a whole range of levels. I also would like to special thanks to Mr. Dennis Maxwell. He's the equipment manager in Kubota, Highway 2285 in Monta Vista. He provided the heavy equipment to lift the 3,000-pound sculpture.
Wow.
So he was very kind in his donation. I also would like to thank Mr. Brian Cook, who's president of Elcon.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, Gigi and the mayor obtained his consent to use the construction crane, which is a large crane, and it was able to lift and place the large items on the concrete base. So I really wish to thank them, particularly the crane operator. His name was Mr. Stephen Chavez, and his assistant Dakota, who gingerly set them down.
I can imagine you watching this and like, please, let's get this in place. Right?
They did a wonderful job. Mr. Richard Newton, concrete specialist here in Alamosa, he helped in discounting on his work on the base, concrete base. And finally, I'd like to thank Mr. John Glass of Valley Monuments of Monta Vista. He's attaching the two bronze on the plaques and working on some of the stonework. So I wish to thank them all. They've all been very generous and kind with their assistance.
It sounds to me, as you were reading those names and talking about them, that the Monta Vista community stepped up to help with this project.
Absolutely. You know, it's often said that it takes a village to raise a child. It certainly takes a village to erect a monument. It couldn't have been done without them. And they've been very generous in donating their time and equipment and specialization. So I thank them all.
I really look forward to seeing the unveiling on the 21st, Saturday, 1 o'clock. I'll be there at the J.D. Sanchez Park. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story. Beautiful story, beautiful, beautiful monument. Good luck forward to seeing it. Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Gregory Sanchez. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. I want to thank Chris Medina for the music. See you around the valley.